Part 1. The Man Out of Time. Oh, not because happiness exists. That too hasty profit snatched from approaching loss. But because truly being here is so much. Because everything here apparently needs us. This fleeting world. Which in some strange way keeps calling to us. Us, the most fleeting of all. Ah, but what can we take along into that other realm? Not the art of looking, which is learned so slowly, and nothing that happened here. Nothing. The sufferings, then. And above all, the heaviness. And the long experience of love. Just what is wholly unsayable. From the 9th Duino Elegy, Rainer Maria Rilke, translated by Stephen Mitchell.
First Date 1. Saturday, October 26th, 1991. Henry is 28. Claire is 20. The library is cool and smells like carpet cleaner, although all I can see is marble. I sign the visitor's log, Claire Abshire, 1115, 102691, Special Collections. I have never been in the Newberry Library before, and now that I've gotten past the dark, foreboding entrance, I am excited. I have a sort of Christmas morning sense of the library as a big box full of beautiful books. The elevator is dimly lit, almost silent. I stop on the third floor and fill out an application for a reader's card. Then I go upstairs to Special Collections. My boot heels wrap the wooden floor. The room is quiet and crowded, full of solid, heavy tables piled with books and surrounded by readers. Chicago autumn morning light shines through the tall windows. I approach the desk and collect a stack of call slips. I'm writing a paper for an art history class. My research topic is the Kelmscott Press Chaucer.